UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is deeply concerned by the slow progress being made towards reconciliation in divided Ivory Coast. In March, Mr. Soro became prime minister after signing a peace accord with Mr. Gbagbo that set a timetable for goals to be accomplished before the country's next presidential election. The election, originally scheduled for 2005, was postponed twice through UN resolutions and is the overall aim of the peace accord. The United Nations says that because targets such as army reintegration and identifying undocumented Ivorians continue to be missed, efforts at reconciliation could be undermined. It says the failure to meet targets is largely because Mr. Gbagbo's party and Mr. Soro's New Forces rebels disagree on the specifics of the issues. But a spokesman for Mr. Soro's New Forces, Siddiqui Konate, says the two sides of the coalition government are getting along fine.
There is no problem between the First Novel and the President Laurent Gbagbo. Why should there be? They are working in the same government. We have to recognize that a lot of things have been done since Guillaume Soro was appointed Prime Minister in Ivory Coast. So I'm not really sharing the viewpoint of the UN.
The UN report says the identification plan that began on September 25th was later suspended due to a lack of adequate preparation by officials involved. Government officials have been hesitant to go into rebel territory without assurance of security. Rebels took up arms in late 2002, saying they were fighting for undocumented Ivorians who were treated as foreigners and persecuted by security forces. This led to civil war and is why the country remains divided. New Forces spokesman Konate says the current identification plan ran into a few complications at the beginning, but was never fully stopped and should start significantly progressing within a week. Analyst Gilles Yabi of Brussels-based research organization International Crisis Group says he believes that everyone in the coalition government wants peace for Ivory Coast, but says because of their current positions, they are in no rush for elections.
People from both sides, from Gbagbo's side or from Soro's side, they are in the government. They have absolutely no personal interest in moving very quickly. So that means that, well, they probably agree on what to do and there are no great problems. But at the same time, they have not a sense of urgency because personally they hold some positions and they have absolutely no threats to their personal interests, both financially or politically.
Yabi says that despite what critics may say, it is still very important for the United Nations to keep a check on the Ivorian government until the next presidential election.
That's why it is important for the international community to remain involved and to send some signals that it is not just because Gbagbo and Soro sign an agreement that they design themselves. That means that they should have the free hand to conduct the peace process as they like.
An independent electoral commission recently said that the presidential election could take place by October 2008. Philip Wellman for VOA News, Dakar.